Sweet Sweet Garbage is a podcast in which two women, Jenna Redding and Bailey von Schneider, take a look back at some of their favorite garbage films and television. Knowing them as we do, we have to ask the question, why do they find themselves enamored with this trash? Not only that, why do we ourselves root for the problematic woman? We love a good crazy stalker, male or female. Why is Bailey okay with the idea of Penn Badgley stalking her? Why does Jenna want to single white female every person she meets? Can they be feminists and still enjoy these indulgences? Let's find out.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the start for our horror month, you know, getting into October. And we're starting it off with 2015's The Final Girls, starring Tysa Farmiga and Malin Ackerman, along with, you know, Adam Devine, Thomas Middleditch. It's got a pretty interesting cast. You want to tell us a little bit about it, Jenna?
Yeah, so the synopsis we have is a young woman grieving the loss of her mother, a famous scream queen from the 1980s, finds herself pulled into the world of her mom's most famous movie. Reunited, the women must fight off the film's maniacal killer.
Ooh. Yeah, that pretty much that's like a pretty good summary of it. Like that, like some of these summaries have been like really shitty. That shows you exactly what happens in this movie.
Right. So I love this movie. The first time I ever saw it, I didn't know what it was going to be like at all. So it's funny, like when you see that first scene where they're just like in the car together, and then, you know, they set up that, you know, like Malin Ackerman, she, you know, after that movie, she kind of got like pigeonholed into that kind of character and like is having trouble, you know, getting cast in like other parts. So, you know, you just get this like, you get this scene with her and her daughter, and they're just like bitching about headshots and like all this stuff, and then out of nowhere they just get T-boned by this car.
Yeah,
and it was like, it was shocking to me. I remember just being like, oh shit.
Yeah, I had really like, I knew about this movie, but like I didn't know really any, I had heard about it, I didn't really know anything about it. So like in that opening scene, because they like open with like the trailer of the movie that they're gonna eventually get sucked into, which it kind of makes, apparently, like, I read the trivia, apparently test audiences, like, couldn't connect the movie with the movie within the movie, so they put that trailer at the beginning of the movie, and I actually don't like that. I was like, it's random that she would just be sitting in the car, like, watching her mom's old movie trailer.
Yeah, yeah, no, I did not really like that either, because then, like, you hear her mom being like, God, this, you know, this movie's, like, looming over me.
And when she, like, looks at her and says, Mom, I had to, like, I shit myself. Because I was like, whoa. Okay. Because the thing is, like, the movie within the movie is supposed to be, like, in the 80s. And Malin Ackerman doesn't look like she aged at all.
No, she doesn't. This woman looks the exact same as she did, like, back when she was in Harold and Kumar. Like, she has not aged. She looks like she's, like, forever 29.
Yeah, so when I first, like, saw that scene, I thought they were, like, sisters.
Yeah,
I thought
it was, me like, too.
And then when she's, like, Mom, I went, whoa, did we have Tysa Farmiga when we were, like, 10? Because right? Holy shit. But, like, at least try to make Malin Ackerman, like, look older in that scene. Like, because I get, oh, cool, when you go back and she's sucked into the movie, your mom's gonna be, like, the same age as you. But no, like, she doesn't look like she changed in age at all.
Yo, she doesn't look really any different.
Yeah, so I was just like, okay, I had to suspend. And I guess they tried to make, like, Tysa look a little younger, but I still was like, cool, she looks younger, but she doesn't look young enough to be, like, Malin Ackerman's, like, teenage child. I was just like, what am I watching?
Right. Which, okay, so this, yeah, and this time around, because basically after she died, it like jumps 3 years. And the thing was, for me, I was still trying to figure out, even this time around, like, I guess she's supposed to be in college because...
That's the thing is, I'm pretty sure she's still supposed to be in high school. Thomas Middle just looks like he's 100 and is somehow the older stepbrother of Alia Shawkat.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because that was the thing to me, because I was like, why is this old man hanging out with these kids?
I get that the connection is supposed to be that he's like her older kind of like towny brother that just works at the movie theater. And I'm like, oh, okay. That, I guess that's fine.
But there was like that whole thing about how he's like trying to get her to go to this screening. And he's like, oh, well, I'll help you. I know you're like about to like fail, you know, some of your classes or something. Like I'll do your tests for you or something like that. And I was like, okay, like, so I was trying to figure out if they were in high school. I'm like, how is he pulling this off?
I still think they're in high school. Like, yeah, I just got like a high school vibe. Like, especially kinda, like it didn't feel like, especially they're all together and they're like, we grew up together. It makes me feel like, why are they still in that same town going to college together? So that's right. What made me really think it felt like a high school environment.
Right. But, yeah, so basically, though, yeah, it's been, like, 3 years, and her, so Thomas Middleditch's character, he's, like, super nerdy and, like, into these, like, old horror movies, or, like, old slasher movies, and he's just like, oh, you gotta come, you know, it's, like, super important, and, like, you know, your mom, blah, 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 and basically she does, I mean, you know, of course, in the movie she has to, like, she ends up going to this movie, and then, you know, one thing leads to another, there's, like, this whole chain of events where, like, the alcohol spills onto the floor.
Oh my god, yeah.
And then someone, like a match.
How is
this? Like, it's the thing.
Like, my thing was, how did one, they get in there with like a huge bottle of liquor?
The biggest bottle of liquor.
Was like smoking in the movie theater and nobody like gave a shit.
Right.
It was just like, oh, like, let this guy smoke a cigarette here and then ignite the whole fucking theater.
Yeah. Like, so then the theater is on fire and basically one thing leads to another and then they go through the, like the movie screen. Mm-hmm. And then like magic happens and now they're in the, they're in the world of the movie.
Yeah. And they're all like, I think this is the problem that I have with this movie. Like, I'm fine with suspending reality, but it's like all what, like there was like four of them, like all four of them collectively have just been like transported into another dimension and we're supposed to be like, oh, okay. Rather than, oh, maybe if it was Thaisa's like weird fantasy, like if she got knocked out and this all happened because she was like in the hospital and you're like, oh, okay, this was all, but no, it was like, no, all of them are aware that they have just been transported into, you know, 92 minute horror movie.
Right. Although I did think it was funny the way they handled it where they're just like walking, you know how they're like walking down the road towards like the camp,
looping.
Even though they don't. Yeah, the whole looping thing. Because then like, yeah, so the car shows up and like Adam Devine and like the Adderall girl are just like, God, yeah. Hey, what's up? And then like the first couple of times they just let them go away. But then like it goes to like where it says 92 minutes later, then the car comes back, which I thought was like a cool detail because I was like, oh, they're just like, they're just walking in the direction for like the entire movie. And now it's just like restarting.
And that unless you like play the game in essence, like, you know, play the slasher movie, you're gonna just be stuck in this like loop.
Right. So yeah, so basically it is kind of like, not choose your own adventure, but like you have to go along with the movie, basically.
Yeah, if you want to sort of, or at least believe that in the end, you're going to, like, survive.
Right. And so, basically, though, this all they end up going into the car, and then, basically, Thaisa's character is, like, confronted or, you know, sees her mom again for the first time.
And which, I can only imagine. Holy shit.
I gotta say, like, Thaisa, like, she has some, like, really good moments in this movie of her just, like, reacting to things.
Yeah, I actually like her. Like, if you ever, like, because at first, like, she is, like, the product of 100% nepotism because, like, She was put in a movie that Vera Farmiga was directing because she looks overwhelmingly like her. So she a younger version of her in this movie called Higher Ground that was Vera's directorial debut. And of course, you're not going to argue with Vera Farmiga, especially when she's directing it and the girl looks just like her. But it happened upon the fact that like she ended up actually being really good and then was in the first season of American Horror Story and kind of exploded there.
I mean, I'll say this. I think it's only nepotism if it turns out that they're bad. It's legacy if they end up being good.
Yeah, true. And she ends up like being really good.
Yeah, I think she's really good. She's really good at being really vulnerable and like just like her, like, I don't know, she just has her heart on her sleeve. And like, I don't know, like towards the end of the movie, I was just like, oh my God, I just want to hug you. You sad bitch.
Yeah, it's true. No, she plays that really well.
So yeah, basically they come to the conclusion, and of course, like, it is Thomas Middleditch who is like, oh my God, I'm the horror nerd here. Like, we have to do this. Which is why it's so funny that he's like the first one to go, basically. Because like, he's like, guys, we're in a horror movie. Yeah. And like, I think we're immune. Like, we're not like in the movie. So like, he can't do anything. And then he just, like, proceeds to get, like, stabbed in the most hilarious way possible.
Yeah. Yeah. He, like, the guy, like, walks away, and he's like, see, yeah, he's fine. Like, next thing you know, the machete just comes in and takes him out.
Yeah, they all flip out. And they all,
like, collectively run. I think this is the first time I've sort of always had a problem with Nina Dobrev, and my problem with Nina Dobrev is I just, like, hated her character on Degrassi so much that it's made me be like, fuck this bitch. Like, if Mia Jones can eat a dick. I hate that character. But anyways, I actually, like, really liked her in this movie. I thought she had some, like, pretty good spot-on instincts. Like, there were some line deliveries that were, like, really, really good. So I was like, maybe if Nina Dobrev is, like, in the right thing where she can kind of, because like I felt like she's either like in Degrassi where I didn't like her, or she's kind of been flat in things, and I don't necessarily think that's her fault. I think it's just the character has been flat, where this character actually has, like, so maybe Nina Dobrev's perfect for comedy and maybe should be like within that, because all of like a lot of the comedic bits that came out in her character, I thought she did really well with them.
Yeah, I really did think that, like, a lot the cast was really well put together, because so they really actually did seem like people that had known each other for years. And Nina, like, you know, she's just like the mean girl who, you know, Alia is just always making fun of. It's just like, oh hey, you're a bitch. Like,
yeah, there was like one part where it was like where, like, you know, Nina Dobrev comes to the realization that, like, oh, I am the bitch. And I'm the bitch within this movie, so I'm definitely gonna die if I don't, like, actually tell people how I really feel. And so she, like, looks at Ali Shawkat at one point, and she's like, oh, I'm the one that, like, you know, used to, like, make fun of you and tell everybody, like, you're fat. And she's like, oh, it's okay. I'm the one that told everybody that you had this weird disease where you never not have your period. No, and then, like, and then Nina Dobrev was like, that's actually, like, really mean. And she's like, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. It was so good. Yeah. It was so funny. But, like, also, too, and this happened in this movie a lot, like, there were so many funny parts, but then also there were some, like, really good, like, heartfelt moments. Mm. You know, like, all the stuff with, like, the mom and the daughter, Tysa and Malin, and then also just, like, the girls, like, as friends. Like, you don't get that in most movies, let alone a movie about, like, getting stuck in a horror movie where you're, like, getting killed.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, like, I really appreciated that aspect of it.
Like, they all arced really well, especially Nina Dobrev's character, because she sort of started out as, like, that vapid bitch that, like, we're like, oh, okay, she's gonna die 5 minutes into this movie because she's just trying to get her boyfriend back and trying to be a bitch to these girls and, like, ruin their friendship, when, in essence, she's, like, been missing having girlfriends and, you know, and just saying, like, you know, you shut down when your mom died. And, like, I understand that sucks, but, like, I was somebody there that, like, could have been there for you if you didn't shut down and I missed you and then I saw you become friends with, you know, Alia Shawkat's character, and, like, that hurt. So then she sort of took that pain into just being like, well, I'm pretty, I can get the guy, I'm just gonna be a giant bitch.
Right. So then there is, like, this payoff, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, she actually arcs as a character.
And that was the thing. So, like, basically, they all kind of get together and decide, like, okay, well, let's, like, lure the killer out, and then we'll all just, like, I don't know. It was, like, weird, though, because it was all, like, Home Alone-esque traps.
It was a bit, it was a terrible plan. Like, they could have done, like, that was another thing. Nina Dobrev had the best idea. She just, like, at one point was, like, so, like, where are the chainsaws? And, like, one of the girls with it, because, like, there's also, like, humor within, like, the fact that, like, they're placed in this movie, and these movie people have no idea that, like, they're not real and that they're trapped inside a movie. So she's just like, where are all your chainsaws? And the movie girl is like, "What, bitch, what are you talking about?" Like, but that worked. Like, if you found a shed with, like, the chainsaws and stuff, you could have, like, killed him rather than, yeah, like you said, the Home Alone traps.
Yeah. Like, they do a thing where, like, obviously it was supposed to be funny, but then it was just, like, they had these, like, weird things to get him, and then, of course, like, he doesn't, you know, he's basically unstoppable. He can't. Like, it has to be the final girl who kills him or whatever.
The final girl has to kill him. Yeah, and then I remember at one point, like, I love when Nina Dobrev is like, I'll just do it. Like, fuck it. And they're like, it has to be a virgin. She's like, well, why? Like, that's all.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Really, it's like, these rules are stupid. Like, I am, because, like Thaisa Farmiga is like, I don't want to do it. And she's like, yeah, see? She doesn't want to do it. I'll fucking do it. Like, give me a knife. I'll fucking kill somebody. Like, you know?
Because that was the thing, too, is so, like, basically, like, at the halfway mark, the girl who was the actual, like, original final girl. They like freak out and are like trying to like get out of the camp, and like she hits a tree, and her and like Adam Devine just like get, like it was hilarious because he like flies out. Oh, I think they hit Thomas Middleditch because for some reason he survived.
Yes. He's but like, then gets killed don't worry, again. I'm fine, and then gets nailed by her like vintage 70s car, and he just gets like annihilated.
Right. And yeah, so the original final girl like is killed. So now they're like scrambling, and that's why they like go into these like traps, and like they're like, okay, well, we'll like lure him out and then we'll kill him.
But we're gonna like, and I love the one character, they're like, all right, we have to, they're like, all right, so if you like, he's like lured by tits too, if your tits are just somehow out, he can like sense it and comes to you and kills you, which is great. So they like, the one girl that's supposed to take her top off in the movie, they like literally like take a life vest and like tie her in and put mitts on her hands so she can't undress.
Because she's just like, she's no, so I want to take my top off.
And then they decide that, like, that's how they're going to, like, lure him. He's going to, like, come get them because they're going to unleash her. But what she does is, like, of course, whatever was on you in, like, the real world gets transported to you into this, like, alternate reality. Right. So, like, of course, Nina Dobrev has a shitload of Adderall on her.
Perfect.
She had the Adderall, and this girl finds the Adderall. So now she's all, like, hopped up on pills. And she's like ready to strip.
Yeah. She has this one line, and it made me laugh for like 10 minutes where they're just like, no, you can't take your top off. And she's like, wait, what? Why? Oh, is it because they're too small?
That was a good one.
And I was like, I was dying.
So that girl, I've seen her and stuff, and she's actually been genuinely hilarious. So I was like, oh, she fits really well within this movie.
Oh, no, she's so funny. When she is on the Adderall, she's just, like, this, like, bunny, like, just hopping around. And finally, they're just like, okay, take your top off. And she's just like,
I'm ready to dance.
Yeah, and then, like, starts, like, doing this crazy dance and is, like, ripping her thing off.
And then he comes closer and closer, and she starts freaking out. She's like, I can't do this.
I'm like, oh, God, I gotta go. Like, yeah, like, bolts. And then, basically, it's this, like, chain of events that then, like, all the traps start going at the wrong time. And, like, it starts to, like, kill the kids off.
Yeah, everybody starts just, like, getting. So then you're left with, like, Malin Ackerman, Tyson Farmiga, and then who's the hot guy? I forget his name. I've
seen the hot guy. Well, like hot rando, like
hot random blonde guy. So the three of them are left.
Love and interest.
Then, you know, then Tyson has to like come to the realization that like the mother, she can't take the mother back with them. Like she has to die in order for the like everybody has to die for the final girl to like kill her, to like kill him. You know, like it can't be Malin Ackerman that does it. Like, even if she, her character is the virgin, too, it's because, like, as it's written, her character is supposed to have already died, you know?
It's, like, this really emotional scene where, like, Malin Ackerman is like, well, okay, well, all right, well, I'm gonna die, and that's fine, and, you know, you're great, and, like, all this stuff, and it's very emotional, and she, like, takes it, you know, she unbuttons her top and starts, like, dancing to Betty Davis Eyes, and, like, it shouldn't work. It really shouldn't work, but, like, I kind of teared up a little.
Yeah, because as she's, like, dancing, it's her, like, way of sacrificing herself for her child. And you're like, oh, fuck. You're like...
Yeah, and then, like, Tysa sells it because you just see her, again, like, watching her mom about to die again. And, like, oh, man, like, it, like, hit me in the feels.
Yeah, like, that... That accident in the first scene, though, like, I was reading some of the trivia, and I was like, okay. So the first scene was CGI'd, and that's why it looked shitty. But the second car accident, the second car accident with, like, Adam Devine and his real-life wife, like, that's the girl that he ended up, that he's, like, engaged to or is gonna marry.
Yeah,
like,
I think they met while making... Dating. Yeah.
Yeah, while making that movie. And they're both barely in it, so it was kind of funny.
Right? I guess they had a lot of time to hang out in the trailers.
Right? So, like, that, they did that practically, and that scene looked, like, so much better because it wasn't CGI.
Well, right. No, that's what I thought, because, like, also, anytime you can do something with practical effects, it always looks better. Like, I get that CGI, you know, it's easier, I suppose.
You can do a lot more. You don't have to, like, ruin a car, like, and shit like that.
Right.
And you have to really get that on one take unless you have 58, like, Firebirds or whatever the hell car that was, like, in your stock. Like,
That makes sense. I probably just, you know how when you're watching the first scene, like, there's something weird about it? That's probably what it was. Like, I didn't realize it was CGI, but, like, that makes sense. Like, when you see the car flip over, like, 10 or 15 times, it looks weird, yeah.
But when you look at that accident, and you find that, like, Thaisa Farmiga lives, but, like, lives with, like, no, like, scars or anything, like, she looks completely fine.
Oh, no scars, isn't in a wheelchair, is, like...
Yeah, and the mom's dead, so you're like, what the fuck? Like, that whole car, like, if you were like, oh, we saw that the passenger side was miraculously fine, and, like, the driver's side took all the brunt, you're like, oh, okay, shit. But, like, the perfect example is there was this car accident that happened, like, a decade ago at this point with this baseball player, and it's super tragic. Like, the night he pitched, him and, like, three of his friends went out and got fucking T-boned by a fucking drunk driver, down a side road at, like, literally 90 miles an hour. He died, his girlfriend died, but then there was the third guy, like, no, there were four. So three died, and then the fourth guy survived, but he is, like, fucked up. Like, he like lived, but he had to like learn how to redo everything because he had like a, they said he was literally like decapitated, but like,
holy shit. Oh yeah, but like his head actually was still there. Yes. But like the neck or whatever.
There's like an actual name for it. Like, I can't think of it right now, but like, he literally, that happened to him. So you're like, oh, that makes sense. Like, even if there is a survivor of something super like that graphic looking, you're like, something's gonna happen, not like 3 years later she's fine and her biggest worry is the hot guy gonna ask her out on a date,
right? Like, no. I know.
So like those things we have to just be like, oh, how did the mom die when you had literally nothing happen to you? You're like,
yeah, you just have emotional scars.
Yeah, outside of like extreme emotional like issues, physically you're completely fine, and I'm just like,
yeah. Yeah. It could have even been a line where like, or just give her a little limp or something, you know, just like, oh, it's taken me this long to be able to walk again, or like say it, like, you know, you could have said something, but yeah, but again, because they did CGI, they had this like, very graphic looking car accident, and then mm-hmm. that was it.
And then 3 years later, she wakes up and lives with her aunt, and, you know, it's tragic, but she's fine physically.
Well, yeah, and, you know, she's, like, kind of failing out of her classes, you know, but whatever, whatever. Yeah, so basically, though, then Malin Ackerman sacrifices herself, and she gets killed by the machete guy. And so then that, like, that's then, you know, now they're good. Like, Tyson goes after the guy, and they have this super fight where they're, like, I don't know, it's, like, super choreographed. It's, like, a
machete
little dumb,
on machete.
But, you know, yeah, machete on machete. But, yeah, so she kills him, and then what I liked about it was, then after she kills him, the credits of the movie within a movie start. And they're just like, okay, well, now what happens? So, like, her and the love interest are just, like, in this field watching the credits.
Yeah, and then everything starts to, like, shake, and then they wake up in the hospital, and, of course, somehow everybody's fine. It's literally like how in Scary Movie 2, everybody shows up, even though everybody was murdered in the first Scary Movie. You're just like, oh, right. It's fine. It's fine. I'm just gonna go with it.
Yeah, whatever, whatever. But, yeah, so they're like, oh, well, maybe it was a dream. But then Thomas Middleditch is like, nah, it wasn't a dream. And, like, shows the, like, fucked up, like, thing on his side, like, from the machete. And then, but then they realize that, like, they're in the sequel to the slasher movie that's, like, in the hospital.
I thought that was kind of cool. I liked, you know, oh, we're in the sequel. But I'm like, is it just going to keep continuing? Are you just never going to get out of this?
Yeah, what happens at the end of the sequel? Like, was there a third sequel? Or, like, are you going to go all the way back to the beginning where you're in the first movie again? Because it was, they said it was going to be a double feature, which they said at the beginning of the movie. So it's cool that they, like, brought it back.
And they're praying, like, for their sequel that they clearly never got, because this was 5 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no. Although Tysa looks the exact same, she could do it.
True, true.
Actually, so does Alia Shawkat. Like, she's, like, the same age as us. She looks, I mean, you know, she did seem like she could be a high schooler. It's crazy. Yeah, so basically, I was doing a little bit of reading on the trivia of this movie, too. And, like, the guy who wrote this, his dad was the, he was the guy who played the priest in The Exorcist. So, like, this was his kind of way. And it was, like, he wrote this, like, right after I think he had passed away. His dad had. So, like, this was kind of him. And that's why I think, like, I really responded to those, like, moments with the mother and daughter so much. Because, like, it was him, you know, dealing with the death of his dad. And there was, like, a lot of, like, truth to that, which I thought was really, I thought it was, like, done really well.
Yeah, no, the fact is that, like, somebody was experiencing those emotions and, like, wrote those emotions, like, really, really well, for sure.
Yeah. And again, like, I'm always here for, like, just, like, good female relationships in movies. Like, we brought it up. We said it earlier, you know, like, the friendships felt like real friendships
like, if you can write a really good, like, female platonic, like, friendship, like, so well, because, like, we don't see that. Either they end up, like, falling in love, and you're like, fuck, that's not how it always works, or they end up hating each other. And so, like, when you can write something where it's, like, just this, like, beautiful platonic love, I'm just like, I'm like, fucking A, I'm right there, you have me, like, this is so good, because I'm all about, like, I want to see women supporting women. So when you just have, like, two women just supporting each other for the sake of doing it, I'm just like, oh, this is so good. Or, yeah, even seeing a mother and a daughter is, like, really good, because you don't really get that as often. But then you have that. But then you have these three girlfriends sort of realizing. Because at the end when, like, I really love when, like, Tysa wakes up. Like, the look on, like, Vinina Dobrev is, like, pure, like, relief that she's, like, okay. And that's so different from when the first frame that we see her in. And I was like, oh. Right. Like, that hits so well.
Yeah. And actually, I will say, like, even we were joking about the deaths in this, like, when they all kind of, like, when everything goes wrong and everybody basically gets killed. Yeah. There's that part where, like, Nina and Alia are, like, under that like they're under the bookcase or whatever.
Yeah.
And like they're dying. Or like Ollie is dying because she has like a tomahawk in her back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, but there's just like this very simple moment where like they look at each other and then they just kind of like hold hands.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I was like, oh like, my God, like give me more of that. That's so
yeah, this relationship so has come full circle, which is
so really far. Good.
So I think you really like it. So, and I don't necessarily know if this would fall within the garbage meter, or do you just really find that it's something you really liked?
Yeah, no, I mean, I really do love this movie. I don't know that I would put it on the garbage meter because, like, I actually think it has a lot of the thing. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I would put this one on the garbage meter.
Yeah, I don't really think that this is as a garbage, really, because, like, well, you could say, like, oh, I had, like, this problem with that, or I had that problem with it. Overall, it's well made. It had moments that, like, really made you laugh, really made you, like, hit you in the feels. It had, like, the fun little slasher moments. It had the homage to the 80s. So, yeah, I don't really know if I could say it was a garbage film, and I don't know if I could even say that there was, like, a batshit moment in it. Because I don't really feel like anything was super outlandish. Everything felt pretty contained.
Yeah. I think I would say that, like, when Thomas Middleditch, like, took that tomahawk to, like, the side. Not the tomahawk. I keep calling it a tomahawk. It's the machete. Just tomahawks sound better to me, so. But, you know, when he, like... I will say, like, when his death was kind of, like, a batshit thing to me, because, like, he is the one that's, like, explaining all the rules, and, like, you think he's gonna, like, last a little bit longer. So, like,
yeah, nope.
Yeah, which, I mean, I was all for, like, I thought it was funny. I didn't want a movie where just, like, Thomas Middleditch is explaining everything to me. Like, I don't need it. But, like, I will say, like, when he died... The first time I was like, oh shit, like that, like I wasn't expecting that, because now I'm just like, oh, like that, now what? Now what are they gonna do? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah, now everything's sort of on the table and you too can also die within this world.
It's like, oh, well, that sucks. Like, I didn't sign up for that. I just wanted to go to a double feature.
Yeah, and then the whole thing, they were like, okay, everybody's gonna like, be with somebody this whole time, and then Nina Dobrev is like, I am never fucking leaving this bitch's side. Like, yeah, she's right? Like, sticks she's to like, the nope. Final girl. She's like, I'm gonna be with her like 24/7, whether she likes it or not.
Yeah, it's like basically she's like, if I had a pair of handcuffs, I would handcuff myself to you. So, yeah, that's this week's episode with the final girls. It's just, like, again, like, it's one of, I wouldn't say it's one of my favorite movies, but, like, I love that it is, like, an homage to these slasher movies, because I do feel like I love the aesthetic and, like, the nostalgia against, like, thriller or slasher movies from the 80s, but a lot of them are so bad. You know, they don't have a lot of rewatchability.
Yeah, like, every line pretty much that Adam Devine says, they were just like, at one point Thomas Middleditch is like, oh, the writing was so bad, because he just has these, like, these zingers that are terrible. He's like, oh, just zing me one time, and he's like, you are a turd, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's right, the writing was so bad in this movie.
Right. So, like, I'm able to enjoy this and, like, be in the world of, like, a shitty, like, teen slasher camp movie without, like, having to sit through, like, a bad Jason movie. Thanks again for listening. I'm gonna always say it, we're having a great time doing this, because it's just one thing during quarantine that we can be, like, you know... have some control over, you know? So it's been really great doing it.
Yeah. So we'll catch you next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
See ya.
Sweet, sweet garbage, baby. Sweet, sweet garbage, baby.